Well, Mr. Poindexter, thank you for your time this afternoon. Appreciate you taking some time to talk to us. I want to begin with the easiest question there is. Tell us a little bit about yourself and the experience that you would bring to the table.
I've been employed by UPS for the past 13 years and still currently employed by them. I graduated from Chillicothe High School, graduated there with college credits, also completed the basic courses along with accounting courses at North Central Missouri College, and I've worked at Hy-Vee and at Walmart as customer service manager and have just overall people experience, some accounting experience through college.
Very good. And what has made you decide to run for public office?
Oh, I believe that God has blessed us with an opportunity in this country to be able to participate in our government, and I believe it's an opportunity for me personally to step up in my community and serve all the individuals that have served and the ones that will serve in our community as they grow up and choose to do so also.
As we move into this next term, looking at Livingston County specifically, what do you think are the greatest priorities or challenges that need to be dealt with?
I don't have anything specific that I see that there's any challenges to look at in Livingston County. Just overall, the future of Livingston County, even, you know, the future of all the residents of it. And I would just like to have the opportunity to work hard for the county as a commissioner and make sure that no matter what the future holds, that we're always ready to face whatever it is.
Well, of course, people hear the word commission and they automatically think roads and bridges. You know, that's a big part of the county commission. What are your thoughts on the current situation with roads and bridges, and how would you proceed moving forward?
Well, I personally live in the country, not inside the city limits of Chillicothe or any other town in Livingston County. And there are some issues that I see once in a while that arise. You know, even working for UPS, as I deliver air or go out in the country, I've traveled just about every county road in Livingston County. And overall, the county roads in Livingston County, you know, fare pretty good. The bridges about the same. There's just few things I'd like to see that maybe we can work on for improvement, making sure that they're well-maintained and well-graveled.
Of course, another big responsibility of the commissioner's office is the sheriff's department, and there in Livingston County, we've seen some pretty big changes, significant changes over the past couple of years. What do you think about its current situation and any changes that you think need to be made moving forward?
I would just like to continue to work hard for, like I said, every department of Livingston County, and the sheriff's office would just be, you know, a priority of mine also, just like every other department would be. There are situations that, you know, have arose in the past. We've moved any detainees that we've moved that to Davies DeKalb, and I don't know what we could do in the future of Livingston County to, if we want to bring a jail back here or what we would do, but that would be something I'd have to look into as I took office.
Well, Michael, I want to ask you a final kind of wrap-up question. Your opponent, Ed Douglas, will also be on the Republican ticket on Tuesday. What sets you apart from your opponent?
I don't have anything specific that sets me apart from Ed Douglas. Of course, he's older than I am. He's got more experience with certain things. I believe he brings to the table the, like I said, a lot of people experience. I've had to work with the public just about in every job I've ever had and every job that I've worked in. I believe that I could bring lots of experience as far as that goes to the table, and I believe that would work well for me.